Hello and welcome to the teaching podcast of Coastal Community Church, where our mission is to be love in Jesus Christ to the lost and found in our community. For more information about what Coastal is all about, visit sebastianchurch.com. Now please prepare your heart to receive whatever God may have for you in today's sermon.
Strength, our defense, our salvation, our deliverance. There's no other name that could morning. It is good to be here. If you're online, thank you so much for joining us. We have a special service this morning. It's a little different. Today, our whole service is just a prayer and a worship service. And so we're going to have some focused times of prayer, and we're just going to sing and worship the Lord this morning. It is good to be in God's house and to do that. And if you're online, we encourage you to do the same. Matter of fact, if you are online, we are going to do communion. We're going to Eucharist a little bit later. So maybe you have some elements that you want to grab for yourself. If you didn't get those here in the room, we'll make sure that we get those to you later on in the service. I want to say one other thing before we continue to worship. My wife, she got up and encouraged us to do this. We have been like full. And it's been awesome, right? Like, there have been a ton of you. Y'all are, like, singing out. It's been awesome the last couple weeks. I just want to encourage you, if you see somebody and there's, like, somebody looking around for a seat, I want to encourage you to make sure you make room and scoot in. Let them have some space. Matter of fact, if some of you are in the back and you want to come forward, if you can do that. Like, there's the splash zone is, like, before the thrust, so you're fine. Like, you're not going to get, like, it's not gonna make it that far, so it's totally safe in the middle of the room. You don't have to hide out in the back. But you know, if you just make room as room is needed, because we wanna make sure that everybody feels welcome, and there's nothing more awkward than going to church and just like not being able to find a seat and then having to come all the way down to the front row. So we don't want that to be our guests and our visitors. So please make sure, we just kinda wanna pay extra attention to that. Hey, we're gonna continue to sing. We're gonna worship together. Let's lift up our voices loud. Here we go.
Aspirations right now. now the world seems crazy and everything, but there's a lot of quotes in the Bible that tell us not to be anxious and have fear, even with regards to what's going on in the world and our own personal lives. So I want to read a few of these quotes from the Bible. Corinthians 7:32, I want you to be free from anxieties. Matthew 6:27, and which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to the span of life? Peter 5:7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Romans 8:38-39, and I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears from today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. And lastly, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So whatever you are going through right now in your life, let's let it go in this moment to God, and let's sing out this rest of the song. Here we go.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Come on.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
Come on, Coastal.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord?
Seth, I'm one of the pastors here. I want to welcome you to Coastal Community Church. I want to welcome you online as well. If you're just tuning in, you're supposed to be here. You may have just been scrolling, but you're supposed to be here. Some of you, you may have been invited here, dragged here, coerced here, whatever. However you got here, you're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be here. I want to celebrate what God's doing. Of course, by the way, we set up another row of chairs, and y'all keep filling. I want to get to the point where I got to get rid of this thing, okay? And y'all just keep coming forward, and I get in Ron's space up here. He loves that, okay? So you just keep bringing people to experience worship and the presence of Jesus, and we'll keep setting up more chairs. I want to tell you that this service isn't just about coming before God and hearing great music or sitting at your seat and then going out of here and kind of leaving the same way that you came. This service is designed so that we are changed, so that we are transformed. That's why I say you're supposed to be here. Last week, my daughter had brain surgery, and I'm celebrating that she is doing good. I'm celebrating. I'm praising God. I don't know what it is today that you're celebrating. Whatever it is, maybe it's just that you're still here one more day. You're still here. I'm celebrating that with you. You know, we were in the hospital. We were in the Morris Children's Hospital, and we were there just for barely 24 hours because God just took such good care, and these nurses and doctors were like, we need that bed. Let's get her home. And I'm like, thrilled. Yes, let's go home. But while I was there, my wife needed something from the car, so I run out and I'm going down to the back to the parking garage to get her sleeping things from the car, and I'm lost. I have no idea where I am, and somebody shouts behind me, "What are you doing here?" And I'm like, "I don't even know. I don't even know where here is." And she says, "This is a restricted area." And apparently I had made it into like the OR hallway, and if I'd have gone in, I would have seen something. But there, she says, "I don't know how you got here, but you're not supposed to be here. And I don't know how you got here, but you're supposed to be here." You know, she said after she realized that I was just a confused dad who apparently followed a nurse through the wrong door to get out, she said, "Where are you going? I want to help you get there." And she walked me there. So that is what we want to do today. Where are you going? I want you to realize where you're going today, and we want to help you get to that place, okay? You're here today for a reason. We're happy you're here. We're excited you're here. We're celebrating that you're here. I know God's going to do great things. Let's worship. But just before we do, I want you to talk to one another. Can you do that? I want you to turn to somebody around you and just say, "I'm glad you're here." Okay? I'm glad you're here. Tell them you are loved. That one's a little harder. Tell them you are safe. Amen. All right. Let's worship.
I'm there's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're a living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen such the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free. And my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, pour upon me. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
Spirit came and rest upon Jesus when he was baptized. He came as a dove. And a dove is also, as you know, a symbol of peace. And we're going to take the next few moments and just pray for peace You know, I looked this up because I was curious, because, you know, we hear the news and then things get old and they move on to the next news cycle and then something else happens and something else happens. But I looked this up. There are, depending on where you look, there's somewhere between 27 and 32, depending on who's defining it, conflicts happening around the globe right now. That's wars, that's genocide, that's ethnic cleansing, that's all of this awful stuff. But Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and he came to bring peace. And as his witnesses, as his followers, we have a responsibility to carry that peace and to pray for that peace. And it's so easy for it to get political. And there's obviously political motivations. But the truth is, I don't know about you, but I've never started a war and I've never stopped one. See, I don't have that power. There's men who are a small group of men making decisions for innocent people, children that are suffering in the lines of these conflicts. And so I want to pray with no political agenda, but the agenda of peace. The Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. Can we pray for peace in our world? Let's lift up our hearts to Jesus. Jesus, as I said, you are the Prince of Peace. And God, you have all authority. All authority. And there is no authority greater than yours. And so God, we come to you this morning as your servants, as your church. God, and we pray for peace. God, we pray that just as you hardened the heart of Pharaoh in the Old Testament, God, that you would soften the hearts of men. God, that through the love of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and God, your presence on this earth, God, that you would remove bitterness, that you remove the hatred in hearts. God, that you remove the fear that causes reactions and responses. And God, that you will protect those who are innocent. And God, especially the children. God, you weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn. And so we recognize that. But God, we ask for your peace and your justice. We pray this in the mighty and the strong and the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Open this opportunity. This is the moment. Like if you've been hanging out at your seat and feeling what God may be doing in your own life, I want to encourage you, don't leave the same way you came in. We got to the hospital, and as I looked around, there was all kinds of children with all kinds of issues. And I see that through maybe a different perspective because of our ministry in Uganda, but I wondered about their story, and I prayed over them, even though we didn't know them or even speak to them. But I wonder, have you ever gone to the doctor and he gave you advice you really didn't want to follow, and you said to yourself, I think I'm going to try a different way? Anybody else? I'm just going to raise my hand, because I do that almost every time I get sinusitis, okay? And the doctor says, I'm going to give you 18 different pills to take. I don't know if it's 18, but it's a lot of pills to take. And I know what those pills do to me, and I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to go through that. And so I'm like, nah, I'll just stick with my neti pot. Anybody else, right? I'm going to keep on shooting up Flonase and trying to get better, right? And it occurred to me, you know, I'm on vacation on a couple's getaway with just my wife and no children. And I don't know if you know, if those who don't know me, I got a lot of children, and we're away from them together. Are you tracking? Okay. And I'm running a 102 fever on the couch, still shooting up Flonase and using my neti pot. And I finally realized, maybe I don't have what it takes to heal myself. And so I called the doctor, we did a telehealth thing, and I'm like, I need help, I can't. I've already tried fixing this myself, it's not working, I'm ready to listen. And maybe there's some people in this room, man, you've already been trying everything. You've already been trying to fix yourself. You've already been trying to, you know, the spiritual version of the neti pot, and now it's time. It's time to go to the doctor. The Bible says, Jesus says, it isn't the healthy that need the sick. It's not the healthy who need the doctor. My brain hasn't recovered yet from that. It's not the healthy that need the doctor, but the sick. So stop, just stop resisting. Allow God to do his work in you. As I was looking around the different children, as I go up and down, getting things from the car and just escaping for a little bit while we wait to hear how Samantha's surgery went, and then praying for her recovery, and just going back and forth getting things, I wondered about where those kids would be a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year from now. And I don't know. I don't know their stories. But knowing the stories from Uganda, I know that there are some kids that aren't leaving that hospital. And that's heartbreaking for me, but I said to the nurse, I said, how do you do what you do? This has got to be so hard to come here every day and see these kids, these adorable children, hurting, broken. Maybe they're not even going to go home. And she says, actually, I get my motivation, I get my energy from seeing them healed. Because I'll leave work depressed and sad and giving up on all hope, because I'm sure that by the time my next shift, they'll be gone. And she says, I get so excited that the child I gave up on, the child I didn't think had any hope, is up and talking or has already left the hospital healed. I want you to be that child this morning that's resilient. Your Heavenly Father says, I believe you are more resilient than people say you are. Everybody may have given up on you. Everybody may have called you a hopeless case, but God says there is healing. If you just take your medicine, if you just finally surrender and listen to what God is telling you. So I'm gonna invite our leaders, our prayer team forward, and they're gonna be available here for some prayer. Now this opportunity is for you to come forward, and some of you, you don't know what to pray for or how to pray. We're here to pray with you. Some of you, you need prayer for healing. You have some physical healing. We wanna pray. This isn't gonna get crazy. I'm not Benny Hinn. I didn't bring my jacket today to knock people over with. But God may be inviting you forward to pray for healing, physical healing. God may be inviting you forward to pray for spiritual or emotional healing. God may be praying you, calling you forward to put your faith in Jesus for the first time and decide, I'm going to trust the doctor. I'm going to trust the doctor. Would you stand? I wanna pray over each and every one of you. I know you just sat down. I'm gonna give you the chance. You're gonna sit down after this. I'm sorry. But when people are ready to make a decision, sometimes it makes it easier if you're standing that way, if they're in the center, you know, they don't feel so awkward to ask you to move. But if you do see someone in the center, just kind of make way, let them through. If they're your friend or you want them to be your friend, come on up here with them and encourage them. This is not a place of judgment. You are safe here. This is not a place of, this is a family. And so we want to support one another, and that's what this is all about. So today, you may be saying, hey, maybe today I need to surrender to Jesus. You know, every medical plan requires a consent, right? Like the doctor doesn't just start shoving pills down your throat or injecting you with medicine, or he doesn't say, get ready, we're gonna have surgery right now. He says, this is what I think is best. This is what I think will bring you into healing. Are you ready? You've got to sign the consent form. So God is saying right now, are you ready? So the band is going to sing, and I'm going to invite those who say, hey, I'm ready. I'm ready for healing. I'm ready for Jesus. Come forward. Let us pray over you. Nobody's gonna be looking at you, judging you. We're actually all here for the same reason, for healing. We're actually all here because we want to become what God wants us to be. We wanna go where God says we belong.
It's over every heart and every mind. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
And I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus, 'cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul
from the mountains, Jesus is.
honored if you prayer team, if the prayer team could stay kind of up here on the front seats. We're going to have another song, but the prayer team will remain on the front seats available for you. If you didn't make it up here and you're still wanting prayer, that's what this service, the whole thing, is designed for. We're here for prayer and worship. So we are here for you. Guys, let's worship some more.
You get shy on me, lift up your soul, 'cause you got a lion inside of those things. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, come on, my soul, and don't you get shy on me, lift up your soul. Seven.
Hey, you can be seated. We are going to celebrate the Eucharist. If you did not get a Eucharist pack, just raise your hand. Somebody will give you one. If you've decided to follow Jesus, that's the only prerequisite. We're celebrating what Jesus has done for us. You don't have to be a member here. If you are a follower of Jesus, we want to celebrate the Eucharist with you. So we call it the Eucharist. It's also called in other churches communion, Lord's Supper, etc. We call it the Eucharist because the Greek word Eucharistia means what, church? Okay, a little weak. I couldn't hear you. What does Eucharistia mean? Okay, yeah, that's why we're here. That's why we're celebrating the Eucharist, because we're thankful for what Jesus has done for us. The juice symbolizes Christ's blood that was shed for our sins. He died for sinners like me, like you. He's not here to judge. He actually, you may have had a bad experience with church or with religion, and he says, hey, I didn't come here to condemn. That's somebody else's agenda. Jesus came here to save. And that is what we celebrate in the Eucharist. The bread is symbolic of his body. He experienced much of the same things that you and I have, many of the difficulties and the chaos. He's experienced it, and he knows what we're going through. And so with the Eucharist, we look inward, we look backward, and we look forward. We look inward and we say, hey, maybe there's some things that have come between me and Jesus that I need to repent of, that I need to get right. This is a good time for that. Maybe you need to look backward and remember what Jesus has done for you. Maybe you need to look backward and remember that day when you decided to follow Jesus and get back to that moment and that excitement and that energy. Maybe for you, you need to look forward, because there's so much craziness in this world. We are looking forward to what God is gonna do next. So I invite you, as we prepare, I'm gonna provide about 60 seconds, 30, 45 seconds of time for us to just prepare ourselves, looking inward, looking backward, and looking forward. You've done in our lives. We are grateful for your mercy, for your sacrifice. We are grateful for how you give us second chances and third chances and 563rd chances. We're thankful that you love us so much. That you died on the cross for us. So we celebrate that with thanksgiving today. In Jesus' name, amen. The Eucharist, over the years, has had different perversions, perhaps, that have come along. And one of those we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And basically, people were making it like a drunken feast. And they were kind of making it all about themselves. And religion's good about that. If we're not careful, it can become completely about us instead of about the one that we're celebrating. And to kind of get us back to that moment, Paul's chastising the Corinthians and saying, hey, just make sure that when you do this, when you celebrate, that it's actually about Jesus. So that when you look inward and when you look backward, you also remember to look forward. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26, it says, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We're looking forward to that moment when he comes. And that's what we celebrate. We can celebrate right now with anticipation of what God will do next. Matthew chapter 26 was the first Last Supper, was the first Eucharist and the Last Supper as we have seen it depicted in artwork. And there is around the table all sorts of nefarious characters. And now we gather here at this table with imperfect people, me, you, all of us with our various issues. At that table, there was someone who denied Jesus 3 times when he needed him most. There was someone who would betray Jesus with a kiss. There was many, nearly all who would abandon him. And yet he says, let's celebrate. So today, regardless of where you're at or where you've come from, let's celebrate. Matthew chapter 26, as we prepare to partake of the bread together, it says, while they were eating, Jesus took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. Let us partake in remembrance of him. And now in verse 27, it says, then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Let us partake of this in remembrance of Christ's blood. Lord, we are grateful.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'll be here. And I know it's not much. Nothing else been for the King, except for a heart singing hallelujah. Yes,
thank you for listening, and we hope you were blessed by today's teaching. We would love to connect with you, and here are some ways you can connect with us. You can submit a prayer request, find a life group, or check out some of the upcoming events at sebastianchurch.com/go. Join us here again for the next episode.